Welcome everybody, Shir number 1191. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and that our learning should taka be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Shoichet slaughtering. We're trying to finish up the malacha of Shoichet slaughtering, a few more odds and ends, and Bezras Hashem, we hope to move on to the malacha of Goizei's shearing, which has to do with biting nails, combing one's hair, and so on. Pulling off pieces of dead skin, and sometimes a person has chapped lips, especially in the winter time, a person pulls off pieces of the skin. Okay, we'll see how that works. Besides, obviously, if you pull off skin many times, it makes a person bleed, which is our malacha, but the actual pulling off of the skin itself is part of Goizei's pulling out the hair and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, a few more quick, interesting questions which come up, and it's important to keep in mind the question of... Many times somebody has to change a bandage or clean off a wound, or we're not talking about if it's a case whereby it's koach nefesh, that's of course nothing to talk about. We don't play games with that if a person's risking infection. But in that, even, not even in that case. Over there, obviously things are much easier depending on the case or whatever. But in general, a person has a cut and whatever the case, or they have a bandage and, you know, whatever. The problem is, brings down the, for example, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Shin Chof Ches, which talks about Hilchos Refuah, and the Mishra Brura over there in Sifkaton Tzadik, okay, towards the middle, towards the endish a little bit, he talks about changing, cleaning off actually a cut, you know, a wound, a cut, somebody has a bandage and they want to change the bandage. Okay, we're not going to get into right now the bandage itself, what type of bandage, but right now they want to just change it, right? It's a case in time where it's not a problem changing it, it's not like a heavy bandage will pull off hair on the skin or whatever the case is, it's some sort of a bandage and there's no issues with that, they'll take it off. We'll talk about in the malacha of Goizei's shearing, how that works in reference to if somebody's pulling off a bandage, sometimes it pulls out hairs, but putting aside that part of it right now, but the cleaning up of the wound itself. So he says we're changing the bandage. So there is a concept we've spoken about by Malacha Shein Srich Lagufa, V'makam Sara, Leigazru, says the Mishnah Berurah mentioned a few different things, and also... There's another concept over here which the Sefer Klalim brings down, which is known as a psikresha delay ichpasle. In other words, psikresha meaning that it happens automatically, right? Inevitably. We're talking about a case in time where one is cleaning up this cut or this wound or whatever, changing the bandage part. But right now we're talking about the bleeding part. We want to talk about the bleeding part as far as wiping it around with a, you know, whatever, with a cloth or let's say a tissue, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, it's going to cause it to bleed. But the person wants to clean it. Again, it's not, you know, a dangerous situation per se. But it's a v'makam sar. It's bothering the person, and they have to wash it, you know, wipe it around, wash it around. So without squeezing out, we're not talking about squeezing out, the person's not going to be squeezing out any towels or whatever the case is. But there's a concept known as psikresha delei ichpasle, whereby if let's say the person cleans that cut or that wound, and automatically it's going to bleed. But we have to look at what type of bleeding is that, right? Let's say a person doesn't want that at all. They're not concerned. They're not concerned at all with that bleeding. They don't, opposite. The person does not want themselves to bleed. So this is the type of a thing. Somebody's cleaning up a maka, a wound, right? A cut, a wound, and they're cleaning it up, and they don't want it to bleed. And he also says, interesting concept, that this is also a little bit like a shinoi. The Sefer Klalim brings it down like that. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it also over there. This is sort of like a shinoi. In other words, to make oneself bleed, they have the regular ways, let's say with a klee, with a syringe, with a needle, whatever. Over here, you're cleaning up cleaning up a cut is not like the regular way that one makes themselves bleed. But be it as it may, b'makam sar he brings down, is mutter, he wants to say in Ois 3, on page, it says the Sefer Klolim, on page Reish Pei Beis, Ois 3, mutter lekaneach bebeged maka, one will be allowed to clean with a shmato, let's say a paper, we'll keep it to a paper towel, a pre-cut paper towel, some tissues, or whatever the case is, case in time whereby the person's not getting into squeezing, or whatever. It's not a psik resha on the squeezing, but they want to clean it around. But by cleaning it, they know it's going to cause it to bleed a little bit, even a small amount, nothing dangerous, but it's been makam sar, it's bothering them a lot. He says, mutal kanech v'beged maka amsar sheyesh badam. One would be allowed to clean around this cut or whatever this case is, this maka, but makam sar, because of the fact it's bothering them. But as long as they don't have a mind to let out blood. I mean, usually a person washes off, cleans around a little bit of a wound, even let's say with the hands. They wash their hands with soap, of course, and you're cleaning out the wound, cleaning out a little bit of a cut or whatever, some of the blood, and even though they'll cause it to bleed, but a person doesn't have it in mind. You have to have, they don't have a mind to make it bleed. She says, even though, you know, I know if I clean it around a little bit, I'm going to wash it around a little bit, this cut or whatever, it's going to automatically bleed. I know that. In other words, first you have to try and do it without making oneself bleed, obviously. We're talking about a case whereby if I clean around this cut or this little wound or whatever, this marker, it will automatically bleed. If one could do it without making it bleed, that's what you have to do. But a case in time where they can't help themselves, I have to clean it. It's just bothering me. It hurts me a lot. It bothers me that maybe possibly dried up blood or whatever the case might be. And Mishabura brings down actually changing the bandage in case in time where it starts to smell, right? He brings down the Sharetzion actually, the case in time. Actually, not in the Sharetzion, in the Mishabura over there, in Sifkatan Tzadik, where he talks about changing the bandage. A person wants to change a bandage, right? Let's say the person has a bandage and they just want to change it, and it's starting to smell. It's already old. They couldn't do it before Shabbos, or they didn't realize they had to do it, whatever. And it's starting to smell. But by them doing that, it's going to cause bleeding. You pull it off, or whatever the case is. So he wants to say that it's starting to smell. You have a question of Kavod HaBrius over there, and he says also, Gam Yesh Lei Tzar, also the person has Tzar. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, be it as it may, if somebody is in that situation, whereby number one, they have a cut, a bad cut, right? And Makam Tzar, no question of infection or whatever, but it's very Tzar, it hurts them a lot, they have to wash it around, possibly dried up blood. I'm just giving an example or whatever, and it's bothering them a lot, makam sar, or in the case of changing a bandage, it's just starting to smell, says the Mishabura, something along those lines. So there is what to rely on to go ahead and clean it, even though the person says, I know if I'm going to start cleaning this cut, this wound, right, albeit not a dangerous thing, but it's bothering me a lot, the dried up blood or whatever the case might be, and I know it's just going to bleed. This is how it happens. If you can make it do it without having a bleed, obviously that's what you should do. But I know by me cleaning it's going to bleed. Could I do it? So the question is, if it's a tzar gadol, it's bothering the person, yes, so there is room what to be makel to wash around this cut or to change, even to change the bandage. It's starting to smell, it's been makam tzar and so on, because of the fact that we say over here it's psik resha delay ichpas lay. This person couldn't care less about the blood, say for klolim wants to bring down also, like we said, he's really makes himself bleed with a shinoi. It's totally opposite. It's not what a person wants to do at all. It's even if you'll say it's psik resha delay ichpas lay, possibly on imlach shein tzrich legufa, maybe, even though those are two really different things. But be it as it may, there is room to be makel to clean it around, wash it around. But one should be careful, obviously, not doing it with, like, for example, like with a towel, making a towel wet, squeezing it out, or something along those lines. You know, just doing it possibly with pre-cut paper towel, some tissues, or whatever the case is, being careful not to squeeze. Even with one's hands, you know, once they wash their hands with soap, washing it around a little bit, something like that. But the question is over here, it might start to bleed, or it will start to bleed, but in makam sar, there's room to be makel. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.